Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy Bob Negan back on the show. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, more than 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Whiz Bang Training, the co-author, of Marketing Your Retail Store and so much other stuff. He's our retail expert in the Brain Trust. I don't know what we'd do without him. Bob Negan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. It's that time of year, Bob. It's the time of year when a lot of your folks, your retail folks, the clients, and I know you work so closely with, it's the time of year when most of them, this is their do-or-die season, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, our better clients understand that that retail is a year-round game, but no matter who you are, whether, you know, I mostly work with small and mom-and-pop retailers, but this is the time if, you know, like my grandpa the farmer used to say, the sun's shining, better make some hay. So that's exactly right.
Right, exactly. So what are you telling your retailers right now?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. You know, in fact, I just did a podcast on that. You know, three things to do this holiday season. You know, if you want to break it down to the most important things. Number one, sell. Get out there and sell stuff. This is the time to be on the floor making magic. Number two is now's the time to build your customer database. Because you get a lot of traffic that, you know, they're just in your store once a year, or this is the first time and perhaps the only time to get, you know, to that they're in your store. So if you can get their contact information, their name and address and email address, you now have an opportunity to market to them year-round. And the third thing that I always tell them is have fun. If you're not excited by a store full of people who are anxious to buy something, you are in the wrong business. This is the time to have a good time being a retailer.
Well, and yeah, especially if you've done a good job previously to getting your store, to getting your merchandise, to getting your training, to getting your marketing and everything. You've done the job that you got to do prior to the season to get everything aligned just right. I mean, this is like the Super Bowl for you, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and just as you just said, you know, so the best retailers are building relationships with their customers all year round. They're marketing with them. You know, that know-like-trust thing is happening. So, you know, and they're getting, you know, so yes, exactly. This is when the stars should align for you. Assuming that you've aligned the stars, this is when it all comes together and great things happen.
You know, Bob, one of the things that I've got in my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is coming out next month, one of the things I talk about is in the book is that a lot of people out there, not just retailers, but a lot of business owners, large and small, are wondering why their customers who they used to count on, why they're not showing up anymore. And that's going on right now. What are you telling your people to do to not take for granted the people that they've always done business with?
Well, I think you just hit it on the nose. Don't take them for granted. you know, so our best retailers send out a weekly email, you know, and not just a promotion, not just a deal of the day. But if you have a sewing center, you know, a sewing tip, you know, one of the things that we do is we send out a tip of the week for retailers.
Yeah.
You know, so build the relationship. The concept that I use with our retailers is a concept that Stephen Covey talked about in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I use it in the marketing context, is build that emotional bank account. You know, make them feel good about you. Because if you just assume because you smiled at them when you came in the store, that's not enough anymore. You know, so what you're trying to do is give, 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 And then pretty soon they like you so much that they feel guilty going someplace else.
In the book,
have promotions. You send them, you know, you do all kinds of stuff. Make sure you stay in front of them in a nice way.
In the book, Bob, I call that contribute first, contract second.
There you go. That's exactly right. That's right. When I talk about that concept of the emotional bank account, I tell people you have to earn the right to make a withdrawal.
I like that.
Am I right?
Hey, Bob,
anytime you ask
website,
for the money,
please.
It's a withdrawal. So you have to build up that bank account so that they feel so good about you that when you say, hey, I'm having a sale, they go, of course I'm coming in.
Bob, give me your website, please.
Sure. Whizbangtraining.com, W-H-I-Z, bangtraining.com.
When we come back, I'm going to get Bob to tell us what he's telling his retailers about how to deal with Cyber Monday. How about that? Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.